Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock on this Groundhog Day. Happy Groundhog Day, everybody. February 2nd, 2023. I am joined by my partner in art, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning, everyone.
Get your right mic on there, Seth.
Yeah, I know. I've confused you horribly there.
And we are joined right now by our great friend, Madison, from the Southland County Humane Society. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Good to have you here.
We are excited.
We're very excited, too. We're going to dive right into the Pet of the Week right now with our friends from the Southland County Humane Society. A gigantic shout-out to Club Forest Bar and Restaurant. Just great people over there. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to go check out the club any chance you get. We'll talk more about them throughout the show. And
yeah.
Going on, but we say a good morning and a big thank you to our friends over there. They've long been friends of the Southland County Humane Society. Club Forest Bar is proudly family-owned and operated since 1927,
mm-hmm.
serving char-grilled burgers, specialty sandwiches, pizzas, great fun for the whole family. Madison, let's go right into this new furry friend that you brought in today with you. We've got a different type of animal that we've had. We've had a dog. We've had a cat. Who do we have today?
We have a little bunny. Our little bunny friend is Mr. Roger. Roger is a little two-year-old, some sort of mix. We're not 100% sure on what he is. But yeah, we have little Mr. Roger. He's a little black and white bunny, and he's about roughly 7-8 pounds.
So right away we're talking a different animal than we normally do. Is there things that people don't know about rabbits that if you're going to take a rabbit home with you, you think is important information?
Yeah, so rabbits can be very interesting animals. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't assume them to be really good family pets, and rabbits actually can be fantastic family pets. A lot of people also think that they have really short lifespans. They actually live as long as a dog can sometimes, so they can get up to that 10 years old. Obviously, depending on the breed, the smaller breeds can live up to be like 15, and the larger breeds can do about the 8 years old. So rabbits, though, are just fantastic pets. A lot of people think they're cage pets, which they can be cage pets, but sometimes they can also be free roam pets.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you know what you're talking about. You've been around rabbits a bit.
Yep. I used to raise rabbits for 4-H and FFA for about 8 years. I had, 12 different rabbits over 8 years. So I did Holland Lops, I did Polish, I did French Lops, which are the giant ones. So I've done lots of rabbits over the years.
This is interesting to me for a number of levels. We have a couple members from the 4-H, Laura and Jasmine, join us to talk 4-H on Morning Magazine a couple times a month. And I'm learning more and more about 4-H through them, and it's interesting to see kind of like now the what it's like on the other side, like once a person has gone through 4-H and they're an adult and what they do with their life and their career. My youngest daughter is a little of this too, but it's interesting you in the field and you taking those things and making use of them for a career.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I loved it. 4-H and FFA were both really, really fun. It was a hobby that I enjoyed in high school. I got to travel around all of Wisconsin. I got to go out of state for different shows and things like that. So it's a really rewarding thing to get involved with, to do those, and then again working with animals, and now I do that as my career, so I like it. It's fun.
I've mentioned before, I think even maybe to you, I didn't grow up with animals. I'm a city kid and stuff, and I just didn't have any. We didn't even really see squirrels in Chicago, or anything like that. But I was, before we moved to the city, I did have a rabbit, mm-hmm. Snowball, I think it was Snowball, because he was all white. And he'd cover his eyes with his ears. He was an albino, mm-hmm. and you couldn't find him in the snow. Like, we had a back guy, we'd let him run around in the snow, and you couldn't find the little guy and everything. But to your point about letting him be free, some rabbits are free range, some in a cage. They just kind of had him in the backyard most of the time. And he had a cage, especially times like this, years, of the year, he was inside.
Mm-hmm.
But he loved being out in the snow. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we had a hard time finding him and bringing him in and all this. It's the first time up until I was 25 when I first started being around dogs and working at shelters and everything. It's the only animal interaction I ever really had.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just always had a soft spot for rabbits. We are, of course, in the year of the rabbit on the Chinese New Year, so that's also poignant, I think. I don't know. Did you know that? Did you think of that? Or is it a coincidence you brought the rabbit in?
Just a complete coincidence.
God, I love it when that happens. Oh, I love it when that happens. There are no coincidences. It's great. Rabbits are so also giving. This is an intense job, and I love this job, but I'm going a mile a minute here, and the commercial breaks are even crazier because I got like 2-3 minutes to rush around, do all these things. I see our guest out there, and I usually go to say hi. You're out there. I want to go say hi to you. But then I see the rabbit here, and immediately I told Madison, I could feel my heart rate calm down. Like, there's something about being around rabbits. There's something about being around bunnies and everything that is just a calming kind of atmosphere to them. You don't hear a lot of intenseness around rabbits. They're just a very calm spirit.
Yeah, they're very, very calm. Like, once rabbits are comfortable, they've been socialized enough, they are very calm animals. They just kind of like to chill out. Sometimes you get the little ones that are just like, oh, I'm going to run around and I'm going to get the zoomies, and they'll go run. But rabbits are very, very calm animals, and they were really great. I used to take mine, and I used to take them to nursing homes and go around for situations like that, and everybody loved seeing them because they're like, it's not kittens, it's not puppies, it's a rabbit, but okay. So they're really, really great, and a lot of people don't really see that side to them. Of course, they can be a little ornery sometimes, so chewing of cords, chewing of carpet, so that's always kind of the cautionary part to it if you do the free roam, but rabbits can make really, really great pets.
Definitely something to consider with any animal, of course. I was mentioning earlier, my ex-wife and I, we had basically a mini zoo when we were together. And she had hedgehogs and a number of these things. Rabbit, we had a rabbit too, and it was great. The rabbit was the only animal that got along with all the other animals. Like they seem to get along with other animals fairly well too.
Yep, I think I've only met 2 rabbits in my lifetime that did not do well with other animals. But usually rabbits do really well. Sometimes they do well in pairs. The only cautionary is making sure that they're all spayed and neutered, because of course rabbits will have lots of litter.
Rabbits have this reputation. I'm not sure where that came from, but. You know.
Before we let you go, I do want to mention again the Super Snow Sculpture Spectacular coming up February 11th from 9 to 2 over the Ridges Golf Course and Banquet Center. This is a big one for you guys. It's a great way for us to bring awareness and funds for the Southwick County Humane Society.
Yep, we're really, really excited for it. We're still looking for teams, so if you are interested in signing up for a team to either be a part of our bag toss or to do snow sculpting, contact us at the Southwick County Humane Society. Otherwise, you can pop on in and talk with one of our staff members.
And Madison, is there anything, like as far as the shelter itself, the society itself, things that we could do, especially this time of year? We know it's a little colder out there. It's a little harder on our animals, even your domesticated and happy ones and everything, let alone. Is there anything we can do to help out at the shelter?
Yeah, we're always in need of lots of donations. So especially with us coming into the spring months, we're going to need lots of kitten food, kitten dry food, kitten wet food, and as well as puppy food, dry and wet as well.
If people want to know more about the Super Snow Sculpture or how to adopt, I forgot the name.
Roger.
Roger, it is Mr. Roger. Yeah,
it's Roger Rabbit.
It is Roger Rabbit. It is so good. That's so good. I had the last rabbit I had, Miss Muggs. Rabbit names are the best.
They are.
I don't know why. This is always good coming up.
You can get away with any kind of name for a rabbit, really.
It's great. We want to encourage people to, of course, reach out about him. And I should mention, one of the more original coats I've ever seen on Mr. Roger over here. That's a really interesting coat he's got. It's very cute.
He's
black, white.
He's very soft. He's very cute. His color pattern's unique. So he's a good boy.
It's a walking ink blot test. It's a Worcestershire test or whatever.
Just a beautiful animal, and thank you so much for bringing him in. If people do want to find out more about these things that we've talked about, how can they reach you?
They can reach us on our website, so they can find all of our information at swchs.com. Otherwise, they can contact the main shelter line or stop on in.
Really appreciate the time, and no, it's not easy always getting in here and stuff. Thanks a lot for doing that, Madison.
Yeah,
we appreciate
not a problem.
And big thank you, of course, to our friends at Club Forest Bar and Restaurant. Stop by over there and visit them. Great business, great people. Club Forest is proudly family-owned and operated since 1927, serving some great char-grilled burgers, specialty sandwiches, and pizzas. Great for the whole family. Go ahead and check them out. And, of course, as we mentioned before, you can find out more information about our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society by going to swchs.com, swchs.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. Take a break, come back, and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Mm-hmm. A big shout out to our new best friend around here, Madison, and the good people over at the Southwick County Humane Society.
And Roger.
And Roger, yes. Roger the Rabbit, yes. Gosh, I missed bunnies. I missed rabbits, man. I had no idea how much I missed rabbits.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch in my yard.
Yes.
You want one of those?
Right. Let's just a quick reminder again, if you are interested in things over at the South Ogani Mean Society, any of the stuff that Madison and us were talking about, encourage you not only to type into your Facebook search bar, Southwood County Humane Society, keep up to date on all the things they're doing over there.
Yeah.
You can always give them a call as well. Their main line is 423-0505. That's 423-0505. They do have a lost and found number as well, 715-697-8131, 697-8131. You can also email the gang over there at swchs.com, and that's the same initials you'll use for their website, swchs.com. This time of year, I hope that we all, as a society, look out a little bit more for our furry friends out there. And when it comes to them getting out and getting, you know, lost or anything, it happens a lot more in the winter than normal months. Most dogs, if they sneak out or they get off the leash, they can scent their way home.
Right.
I've seen it, and most people out there know what I'm talking about. This time of year, that scent rise up quick.
It really does.
And even the best, smartest dog has a hard time finding its home.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in a situation like that, I cannot recommend more highly Lost Dogs of Wisconsin. It's a Facebook group.
Oh.
What you do is, okay, when we lost Sam, we had Sam for like 2 months, and Sam took off like Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Like, it was gone, man.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad are freaking out and all this, and I don't know what to do. And I was calling people, and I couldn't figure it out. And I stumbled across this website, this Facebook page. And so all they ask is, well, send us a picture of Sam and some details about him. So we did that. Like a minute later, it's on their Facebook page, and not within a half an hour, somebody was calling us and telling us, hey, I just saw this little guy over here. I think it might be the dog you're missing. I go over by this is before the new YMCA is built and everything.
Right.
I go over by there, and there's Sam, stuck in a little spot, just shaking and scared to death.
Yeah, right.
And we picked him up and got him, and there we go.
Awesome.
It's not to say that that's exactly how it'll happen for anybody, of course,
but
great group of people.
Oh, absolutely.
And by that, I mean all of you, because who knows? It's a network of the whole state of just different people who happen to be friends on that. It could happen to me as easily.
Yep.
I'm on there, and I see a lost dog, and I'm bopping around rapids here, and it's like, hey, there you are. And I go and message them right away. It's just really cool.
It's
a very cool thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to touch on this because this is a Danny Wright story, everybody.
Starting early today.
Yeah, you guys can go ahead and decide for yourselves if you want, but I'm going to tell you right now it is. A man in Michigan named Keith Stonehouse let his 6-year-old son use his phone to play a game Saturday night.
All right.
Thinking that would chill him out before bed and everything. This will take care of things.
Oh, boy.
But the kid ended up playing with a different app, Grubhub. For those that don't know, Grubhub is an app where you can order food.
Food delivery service. Yeah.
Keith says he knew something was strange when he got a food delivery, but before he could figure it out, another one came. Then another.
Oh, no.
He says it was like a parade of deliveries. It didn't take long for him to figure out that they were all orders from his account that his son made. There was nearly $1,000 in food delivery orders.
Oh, no.
And it could have been worse. He said his credit card stopped at $439 order from Happy's Pizza, suspected fraud.
Right, exactly.
However, a 183 order of jumbo shrimp from the same restaurant did go through just fine. As did orders from other restaurants for chicken shawarma, salads, chicken wraps, chili cheese fries, ice cream, and more.
Impromptu party at his house.
Inviting some people over.
Yeah, we got to eat this food.
Calling up the neighbors. Hey, this stuff is going to go bad quick.
Yeah.
Y'all got to get over here now.
Yeah, start eating.
Keith says he was mad, but there was nothing he could do about it, so he crammed as much as he could in the fridge and offered the rest to neighbors.
No, good for him.
Yeah, you know, there's also homeless shelters and everything.
He could have done that.
Could have been a great example to show your kid.
Yeah.
Hey, this is what you could
do. Good story of the day. Yeah. Anyway.
He also tried to talk to his son about it so he'd understand what went wrong. But while he was trying to explain, the kid stopped him and asked, Dad, did the pepperoni pizza come yet?
Let this be a warning to all of you. not to let your six-year-old play with your phone. I'm actually serious about that. I don't think we should be doing that with kids that young. That seems too much for me. That seems a little much.
I always love doing this. Now, teach their own. You have the morning show play at home version.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And you can decide if this is where that ain't right in this story is. To me, it's the dad.
Yeah.
It's the dad giving the kid the phone.
Yeah.
Read him a book. Talk to your kid. Do something with your kid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying he didn't already. Like, I also know what it's like as a parent where you exhaust everything and nothing else is working. So, my goodness, just go in front of the TV. That's what we would do back in the day.
And it happens. Yeah, we all get that.
This is the equivalent of that.
Yeah.
But unlike a TV, you know, you give a kid a cell phone.
There's more than one app on there.
You got to be, if I'm this dad and I give my kid a cell phone, I'm more surprised that what didn't go wrong. Like, you know, 'cause something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
You're giving the kid the phone. You've got all these apps on there. Half of them don't have age requirements because it's you that uses the phone.
Exactly.
Mostly.
It's your thing, right? Well, and think about this. I mean, there's a ways to call, like, emergency vehicles without really doing much on a cell phone as well.
Yeah.
Imagine if it had been something like that. Then you'd be in even a lot more trouble for, like, a false call kind of thing.
It could have been so much worse.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's a lot of money, a lot of wasted food.
Yeah.
Didn't have to be wasted again.
Yeah.
Could have given it to homeless shelters. But, man, that ain't right.
And apparently the drivers for this thing don't communicate with each other.
Oh,
because you think they would have figured, wait, why is this one house ordering all this food?
I wouldn't be surprised if they noticed something and didn't care. It's not their job.
That's true.
Care.
They're earning money.
It's not like, their job.
Let's keep it going, everybody. Yep.
I'll be completely honest. If I'm one of those delivery people, I may have noticed something was going on. And if you do call that out and, like, try to reach out to the person or something and try to, hey, maybe there's some fraud going on, maybe that goes over well. But I also don't begrudge them for, hey, it's a business and it's a cold world out there. You gotta make a buck where you can.
And as someone who's actually done this before, the food delivery app thing, it sucks. It's not a good job.
It's not a good job. No,
it's not really a good
people
job.
And we treat these people poorly all the time.
Yeah.
As exampled by myself a couple weeks ago when somebody was nice enough to buy me coffee and the driver comes by and I immediately jumped on him.
Wait a minute.
Hey, you know, we're closed right now. Yeah, man, I'm just here to drop off your coffee. Yeah. Yeah, I apologize for that. I'm sorry. I'm very protective of this building and the people in it. A stranger comes walking in. I'm such a city boy. There's no reason I have to do this stuff, but I lock the doors when we're on the weekends and things like that and everything. Like, I gotta calm down, man. I just gotta calm down. I need more rabbits in my life.
That's what you need. There you go. You need a rabbit, man.
That's my thing. From now on, I've been wondering what my thing was going to be. I need a niche. I need a gimmick. I need something. I'm gonna be rabbit guy. I'm gonna walk around with a rabbit.
I was gonna say you're gonna have like a little leash and a collar, and you'll be walking with your bunny hopping next to you there.
I'm not one of these people that's foolish and thinks that a rabbit's foot is going to give me good luck. No, I'm going to walk around with the whole rabbit.
Now, how much luck should that be, right?
I mean, come on.
I'm telling you.
There's going to be a lot of luck right there.
Year of the rabbit, too?
In the year of the rabbit, man.
Nothing but good luck from here on out, man.
I'm going to go ahead and play Melissa's News. I'm going to pick up Mr. Roger. I'm going to go get him. And then I'm going to go do the run to Atlantic City.
Yeah,
I'm going to run to Atlantic City, put it all on black. See how this goes. I'll let you know when I get back, everybody.
Because he will be back.
I won't be back right away. Yeah, sadly. Yes, yes. Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Seth and James here with you. Interesting that this would pop up when we were just talking about Cyndi Lauper and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's true. Except this is Madonna.
Oh, it's Madonna. That's
it's
right.
Material
it is Madonna.
Girl. Yeah.
It's Material Girl. Got it wrong. Got it
wrong. We had Cyndi on a couple of days ago, I think, though. It was very recently that we did Girls Want to Have Fun.
Lost my 80s card on
that one. Oh, man.
Mixing up Cyndi Lauper
and
Madonna.
To be fair, they came around the same time. They're both big hits at the same time.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a pass on that one.
I appreciate that. let's get into an interesting one here, and we're talking movie theater popcorn.
Oh, okay.
Now, I imagine that many people out there probably haven't had movie theater popcorn in many years because it costs $50,000 now to order. I don't know.
Take a loan out to get it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But it's it has never been cheap.
No.
But it has been one of the go-tos whenever you've gone to a theater.
Yep.
Would you say that the most common thing that anybody has experienced at a movie theater is ordering popcorn? I mean, I think that's almost the most guaranteed thing as long as they've been around and stuff.
Makes sense to me, yeah.
Well, a movie theater employee has gone viral explaining why you should not ask for freshly made popcorn.
Okay, this is good.
It's a warm mush ball when it's right out of the kettle. Plus, theater popcorn is never stale because they're constantly making it.
Yeah, and so mixing it, yeah.
I'm going to let her go ahead and explain this to you, everybody.
Okay.
And let's see how this goes. Oh, of course.
Warren, I need you to...
The volume is never there on these things right away.
Nope.
So I'm going to actually go ahead and restart this.
Okay.
And let's see.
Exceptions part three. I need the freshest popcorn. I need you to make me a batch right now. And if you don't, I'm not getting any. You actually don't want the popcorn that's directly out of the kettle because it's so hot. It's still this like warm, like mush ball. It's not good. You want popcorn that has been sitting there for an hour or so, maybe. And we're making popcorn all day long. It's not been sitting there for days on end, but popcorn actually doesn't go stale for at least about a week, but you're never going to have popcorn a week old at a movie theater. Just so you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I got two questions here. One, did you ever run into this? Because I know you did some banquet work. You did some, you know, some things like that. Did you run into any of these things, like a popcorn, any of that?
Yeah, actually, I worked at a Omnimax theater for a while.
Right,
which was
right.
That's connected.
Yeah.
And we did. I had at least one or two people come up, and when I explained to them, you know, it's not a big deal about that. Man, they got upset.
Yeah.
My goodness. It's like, whoa, calm down here, Joe. I mean, come on.
There are, it is literally a handful of scenarios in society that I think I would ever say this. Lie. This is where I think people almost want you to lie to them,
yeah.
Because the truth seems like whether they believe it or not, which it makes perfect sense if you've ever made popcorn before, but you know how society works. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, no, that's you're just trying to blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, right.
I'd lie to them. Yeah, here you go. You're freshly made popcorn.
Freshest made. It's here just made it.
Right. It's a little hot. You know?
Yeah.
Sly. I mean, I never think that that's okay in life, in society or anything. I'm a very big proponent of lying and all that.
Yeah.
But there are certain, look, lying was invented for a reason.
Yeah.
Whether you like to admit it or not. And well, whether it's the quote-unquote white lie or anything like that. Like, is this harming anybody?
Right.
You know?
Well, and that's the thing, because what she kind of, you know, was referring to there is that it always gets mixed in with the old stuff anyway.
Yeah.
When you mix it around, make sure it gets in there. So you're never going to get an actual just freshly made thing of popcorn anyway. So,
we are lucky that anybody wants to be a clerk or be in these jobs.
Yeah.
With the amount of hassle that they take, whether you work at a gas station or you work at an Omnimax or a movie theater, whatever it is, the amount of hassle that they take for usually minimum wage doesn't make
not
any dang sense.
It's not even worth it.
It's a very weird part of the way society is.
Yeah.
Like,
And I do want to point something out to everybody that, you know, generally, you know, you're a clerk somewhere, let's say. You're going through the day, you know, everything is fine, you know, people are being, you know, normal to you and everything. It just takes that one jerk.
Yep.
To ruin your day.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what you're thinking about then the whole time. It's something, because it's harder to get over those kinds of things for people. So, don't be that jerk, okay? In other words, that's what we're saying. You know, be the better person here.
Have some grace.
Have
some class, have some grace, treat people right, and you would be shocked at how much better your day is when you actually don't take your problems out on strangers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
You really will, I almost guarantee that you will notice a difference in your mentality and your day.
100%.
Like, that quick, good feeling you might get from taking it out on a stranger, if you have any kind of conscience or any kind of soul, you're going to be feeling that a little bit later. You're feel better from that already.
By the way, there's been many studies on this. Getting really angry is actually not good for your health.
Yeah.
Those bursts of anger and stuff actually are not healthy. Contrary to what some people, let it all out. Actually, no. That's not true because it gets your heart going faster. And if you do that too much, guess what? You're going to wear your heart out.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you at 9:39 on the clock. And we're going to go to Seth Rogen now.
Do we have to? Yeah. Okay.
This is interesting. Seth Rogen has teamed up with Airbnb to offer a night with an artistic retreat in Los Angeles, where he'll actually hang out with you and do some pottery. And let's be real, you'll probably be doing some other things too if it's Seth Rogen, if you choose to.
If you choose to.
As you probably know, Seth has a company called Houseplant where he sells cannabis accessories, many of which he makes himself. He says, quote, we founded Houseplant because people who smoke weed also like nice things and didn't really exist in this way before. You used to hide everything, but now we can have beautiful lighters and ashtrays meant to be displayed, and they're all in beautiful Airbnb. It's really come full circle. Seth is hosting 3 one-night stays, each for 2 people, on February 15th, 16th, and 17th. Each night costs $42. You can try to reserve one of those nights when booking opens on Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern time. But for the record, the listing says, quote, no cannabis-based products will be made available or provided to guests during these stays. That's, you know, here or there, but it is worth noting, I think.
Yes, it is. Okay.
certainly because cannabis is not legal in a lot of states.
A lot of states, that's true.
That's, yep. You know, certainly something to keep in mind.
Yes, indeed.
I don't, the cannabis part is here or there to me. I love the idea of hanging around Seth Rogen, if anything, just to hear him laugh. He's got one of my favorite laughs of all time. I love his laugh. I think he's talented and funny and all that.
Right, right.
I am a little biased. He's part of our tribe. He's a Jew. And he's one of those rare Canadian Jews. We don't have a lot of them. So we like a, you know, a unicorn, we have to, you know, take care of him.
Take care of your unicorns.
I'm kidding. There's plenty of Jewish Canadians.
Yeah, there are.
But I do enjoy his work for the most part. I haven't liked everything he's done.
Yeah.
I really admire a lot about Seth Rogen, though. Mm-hmm. When the James Franco stuff started coming up, he right away came out the gate and said, I can't work with him anymore. He was very honest about this. Mm-hmm. He's like, look, I got you know, a wife. I've got women in my life and everything. I don't feel right working with this guy. Mm-hmm. And he was honest about the struggle of it because it was a friend of his. And this was not easy for him to do. Mm-hmm. But he's got to be able to look in the mirror every day.
Right.
I thought the way – usually this – just canceled. And I'm not going to talk about the person. I'm going to ignore it. I thought him being honest and open about it is helpful for people when we're dealing with a lot of this stuff nowadays.
I agree. I totally give him credit for doing that. Absolutely, 100%. I don't get Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
He's one of those people that I just don't get his humor.
Yeah.
For what? And it's not like I don't like him as a person or anything. It's I don't get him. Nah, so there's a couple of people like that. I'm sure there's some people that have, you know, people that, oh, really? Okay.
I don't
each their own.
I don't mean this in a mean way because, again, I'm a fan of his.
Yep.
We haven't seen a whole lot of his work recently.
Not recently.
And then he's doing something like this. You know, which I don't want to say seems desperate or anything like that, but you don't see a lot of hard work, like actors, like you don't see Samuel Jackson doing this, who's working his tail off and stuff. I wonder if he's, you know, needing work. I don't know. I hope not for his sake, but I don't know. But I do think that to your point about him not getting him and everything, I don't think you're alone. I think that that kind of falls into the category for many people. Mm-hmm. Or I shouldn't say many people because
there's some people. Yeah, he's popular.
He's a big box office draw.
Oh, absolutely.
So I don't know if it's many people, but definitely with you're definitely not alone on that one, I think.
Yeah, right. And again, you know, your point about that, about celebrities doing these kind of weird, you know, meet and greet thing. I mean, we're not even going to get into Jared Leto and all the weird stuff that he does with his fans and stuff, which is just bizarre.
Yeah,
there's a few of these things that make me kind of scratch my head and say, okay, if you just want to hang out with people, I mean, do you need friends? I mean, do you need some more friends? I don't know.
That does pop to mind right away.
Are you lonely?
Should we be checking in?
Should we be?
Just give him a hug, you know?
And it hurts me because there's so few Seths in the world.
Yes.
I don't want to be mean to him because he's one of the few Seths out there. Right, right. So, you know.
It's not easy. You're not in an easy position here. Let's talk a little Super Bowl before we go to a break. Super Bowl 57 is set. Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs, February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
Okay.
Eagles beat up on San Francisco. The Chiefs squeak by over the Bengals. The Chiefs open as a slight favorite. They're 2-2 in previous Super Bowl appearances. The Eagles have been to the big game three times, mm-hmm. only won once against the Patriots back in Super Bowl 52.
Right.
The last time Tom Brady would lose in the Super Bowl, as it turns out.
Yeah, that's right.
In theory. I'm curious, because we're talking Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
But I use this as a lead into Tom Brady just announcing his retirement.
Again.
Now, Aaron Rodgers went out of his way to say, I'm not going to make any decisions or say anything until after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I want to wait until after the season. I don't want to take away the attention of the big game. And literally, a day later, Tom Brady comes out and announces this. curious on two folds here. One, do you believe him? Because he literally retired a year ago on the same day.
Same day.
And do you think that this was an unclassy move of his? Or if you watch the video of him doing it, look, Tom Brady's no actor. And he seemed pretty genuine for the most part. And he got a little choked up and little, you know, and all those things. And I thought it was actually, as far as retirement things go, pretty well done, pretty well worded and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty genuine about it. But it's hard to believe him. And is it unclassy to do it then, like at this time? So two questions there.
For the retirement thing, if I believe it, I believe it now more than I did last year. But I'm still not ruling it out. I can't. The guy, it's like he can't stop. He has to keep going. It's like a compulsion for him. So I'm on the fence on that one, whether or not it's the real thing. If, you know, if he does, then, you know, good luck to him and whatever he does. Second of all, whether it was classy mood or not, it doesn't matter. It's Tom Brady. Can we be honest about this? Tom Brady really cares about one thing, and that's Tom Brady.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look at what's happened with his personal life.
Yeah.
He doesn't really – I don't know if he even knows what's going on around, you know, that's not directly related to Tom Brady.
I don't know. Other people may have seen this too. In an interview about a week ago, Steve Young was on Pardon the Interruption. And they asked him about retirement. And instantly, Steve Young said, retirement's death. Retirement's death. Like we don't know what to do with ourselves. We've spent since we were 6 years old training, working to do this.
Yep.
In the off season, it's all we think about. It's all we are. We're practicing. We're trying to get better. And then one day they tell you, "Okay, you're done. You got to leave now.
Yep.
And you can't come back. And nothing you do in your life is ever going to be the equivalent of this. Good luck." none of this stuff. And I'm not, you know, world's smallest violin. I'm not saying you need to feel sympathy, but I think you can feel empathy for this.
You can.
Because there's that Steve Young, who extremely determined, one of the most determined human beings I've ever seen in my life. Steve Young, for those that don't know, graduated like at the top of his class at BYU, is an attorney. Like, he didn't have to do this.
No.
Like, he did it because he loved it. And not only that, he kept doing it even though he was a bad. Up. He had those horrible years in Tampa. He had the backup years in San Francisco and still kept at it. And he still is telling you, I'd give anything in the world. He still feels like he can go out there and play. Yes. Like, he can give anything to be able to go out there, and especially at San Francisco right now where they could maybe use a quarterback.
Yeah.
And that brings me to that, because it's the only thing I could think that could bring Tom Brady back. Is the San Francisco gig.
Really?
He's a native San Franciscan.
That's true.
He grew up loving the 49ers.
Yep.
They could use a quarterback. Trey Lance is probably not going to be back in time for the start of the season. They are saying Brock Purdy has got to have Tommy John surgery.
Oh, that's
who knows how that's
who
gonna
knows
go.
How long that's going to take. Yeah,
it's kind of an open fit there. Kind of work. He's a free agent. Wouldn't even cost him anything. A lot of people have Aaron Rodgers going there, but the Packers have made it very clear they are not trading him to an NFC team.
There's no way he's going to the 49ers. Just to get back to. Quarterbacks and stuff, and I think that what Steve Young, I mean, it's I think for football players, I'm just talking about football players, that is the case, you know, about the retirement. It's mostly a quarterback thing, because on that very same show you're mentioning, our you know, Booger McFarland was saying for him, he didn't love it.
Yeah.
Well, he was a lineman, which you can understand why he wouldn't love it. He's like, this was a means to an end for him to make some money, to help his family. He's very open and honest. And when he said the last contract he was offered, he's like, nope, not worth it. I'm done. And that was it for him. Quarterbacks, it's very different because of the way that you have all the spotlight on them, the way that you have to have that special quality, whatever that is, you know, for the great quarterbacks that we've seen. It's different. It's completely a different game for them. And so I understand what Steve Young, I mean, the way he said it so eloquently too about, you know, about, you know, it's like you've done this all this time and now you're told to stop doing it. What do you mean? What do you mean stop doing this? I can't, you know, it's so hard to deal with. So I give Tom Brady, you know, I give him some slack on that. But in the end, yeah. He's got a movie coming out that he produced named after himself. I mean, come on.
This week. This week. The same week he retired. None of this is coincidence.
No, it's not.
You can't convince me any of this. And I'm not saying that in a nasty way.
No.
I just mean that I don't believe in coincidences.
He knows how to market himself better than anyone.
Yeah, and we've seen that.
We have seen that.
I don't know. Because I'm closer to Steve Young than I am Booger McFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this job in radio. I'm only here because I have an insane passion and love and relentlessness for what I do. I'm not in this for the money, obviously. I could.
Because there's not much money.
Like, I could literally quit this job right now and within an hour have another gig that pays me almost twice as much as this job.
Right.
I have that right there.
Yep. Like,
it's sitting there. But I not even a slither of me is thinking about it. Not even close. Not even nowhere near it. I love what I do. And, mm-hmm. and that's just radio. We talk about acting. You kidding me? I'll literally be on my deathbed and would do a scene. With my last breath, I would. And I'm not kidding people.
I believe
you. This is the insanity that I am. And yet, I think I respect Booger McFarlane's answer more in some ways. To walk away from something. You know, yeah, he didn't do it because he it was his passion, but he still loved the game.
Oh, he had to, and to put up with what he put up with.
So
yeah.
I almost admire that a little bit more in some weird ways, even though I'm closer to Steve Young than I am on this. I think that's a better way to live.
Yeah.
I don't think that the insanity that like people like that, like myself, are, I don't know if that's healthy. I don't know. It makes the greats great, but is it a healthier way? Because there's plenty of people who were great and Hall of Famers and all this who didn't have to be that kind of crazy obsessive.
No, they didn't. Not at all. They just had a certain talent, and they were able to make a living with it.
In my book, and look, Tom Brady owns every big record.
Of course.
He's got 7 Super Bowls.
Yep.
Nobody's not going to call him the GOAT.
Yeah.
But for me, growing up, Joe Montana has always been the GOAT.
100%.
He's 4-0. He's 4-0. Ice water in his veins. And you hear Joe Montana talk about it, and it's kind of like, well, I love football. I have a passion for it, but I don't mind if I do other things. You know, I walked away okay. And maybe it's because of the status he had and all those things, but he didn't seem to have this insane passion that even Steve Young had.
Even on the field, you could see it. He was more cool, and very much so.
And that is just a preview of Playmakers.
Extra Playmakers for everybody, because we know you wanted it. Overtime, we know you wanted
overtime. It. For those that are still around, be sure to join us on Playmakers every Monday from 10 to 11. Big shout out to our great friends at Quality Plus Printing sponsoring the show. Mm-hmm. And we do want to mention, of course, that later on our radio station at 5 o'clock on WFHR, Wisconsin men's basketball taking on Ohio State. Mm. Big 10 matchup right there.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock on WIRI, Marquette men's basketball coaches show, Shaka Smart joins those airwaves. And then right after that at 6:55, Lincoln High School boys hockey versus Marshfield. Randy and Don on that one.
That's going to be a good one.
High school hockey.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. All that coming up for you today here on our radio stations at WFHR and WIRI. We'll take a break and we'll come back with some more fun, wrap up the show. It's mornings here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Seth and James here wrapping up the show. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate you all hanging out with us, best listeners in radio. This is an interesting one, Seth.
Okay.
Got any crazy neighbor stories? Because here is a good one. A guy in Rochester, New York, got home on Monday to find his upstairs neighbor wearing his clothes and eating his food. With a fire raging in the background.
What? What? Whoa!
The neighbor got in by kicking the door down and made himself right at home. Sounds like the fire was in the living room, and police say it was intentional, so he didn't start it by mistake.
Oh, dear.
Luckily, the whole building didn't go up, but the fire did burn a hole through the ceiling before firefighters could help.
Wow.
The guy and another person had to hold the neighbor down until first responders got there. He's facing charges for arson, burglary, criminal mischief. There's nothing funny about this at all. And usually our That Ain't Right stories tend to have a little bit of funny in them and everything.
Yeah.
So why are we doing this story? Because this is life. Like, this is crazy,
That's
man.
That's bizarre.
And there's, like, weird stuff like this happening a lot more, it seems like, than normal. Now, we got 24-hour news cycles all over the place.
Right, right.
So it also could be that we're just getting more reporting on these things than we ever have before.
Exactly. I mean, we're getting more weird stories because we need to fill time, right. You know, kind of thing. But there's a whole bunch of just weirdness in that story. That is just bizarre.
So, they didn't, like, really know – there wasn't any gripes. They didn't really know each other. It wasn't anything like that.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of, like, borderline random, as random as it can be.
Yeah, very head-scratching. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a weird one there.
That's a weird That Ain't Right story. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Yeah, yeah. We do move on to some good stories of the day, though. A little palate cleanser for you.
There you go.
Two Ukrainian refugees are heading to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
A couple near Kansas City sponsored them last year, and they've all been living together. They were at the AFC Championship game last week when the Kansas City Chiefs got involved and gave both couples tickets to the big game.
Wow.
Wow, is that cool?
That's very cool. Very
that
nice.
That is really cool. As a side note, it'd be even cooler if they gave it to him in halftime.
Oh.
Like, we feel pretty confident about this. We're going to go ahead and give these. Like that'd be a cocky move right there, man. That would be really like.
That'd be funny.
That actually feels more like something Joe Burrow would do. Like,
it would be.
That kid, like, there. It's so rare to see somebody get away with what he gets away with the way he responds to things. But he's cool. Like, he's just a good, smooth guy.
He has fun with it.
Yeah.
And I actually love the fact, because now he got the Chiefs pretty riled up about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They were, you know, sniping back at him after the game and everything like that. So it actually adds a little more fun, if you ask me, to the whole thing, you know?
I'm a sneaky kind of Bengal fan, only in the sense of they never do anything.
And it'd be
cool to see them do something.
The city of Cincinnati, poor city of Cincinnati. Yeah, I feel bad for the people there, but yeah.
You know, you just go a little ways, and it ain't much better in Cleveland either.
No, it's not.
That fan base in general, I just kind of root for in some ways.
Too.
If it can't be my team, I kind of root for teams like that. Yeah. I like that going forward the next 10 years, you got to take the Bengals serious.
You do.
And maybe it's because of one guy, but I mean, you know, and other guys, obviously.
Yeah, but still.
It starts with him.
Yeah.
A woman in Georgia had to deliver her own baby while her husband was rushing her to the hospital and got stuck in traffic.
Oh, no.
It happened in November, but she just posted footage from it. They eventually got a police escort. Mom and baby are both doing great.
She delivered her own baby.
Dang.
I can't even understand
no
that.
No epidural, no nothing.
Wow. Like,
dang.
That's a tough cookie right there.
That is incredible human being.
Yes.
And not somebody I'm messing with.
No. No, and what a heck of a story that kid is going to hear.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Every year on their birthday.
Trust me. Trust me on this young child. You are never, ever going to have another birthday.
From one who has experienced it.
Yep, yep. This just came up like a month ago. I forget what I did, but I did something knucklehead or something wrong.
Yep.
And my mom immediately looks at me and like, couch. That's all she said was couch. And immediately the guilt that flushed over me. She's good. My mom.
She's very good.
My mom's got a triple black belt in guilt, in Jewish guilt. Like, yeah, she's just very talented. Two employees at a DoubleTree Hilton Hotel in Montreal went the extra mile to help a woman who showed up crying. She and her boyfriend had just broke up the day before. She was supposed to fly home, and he booted her out of his place. So to his credit, he got her a hotel room, but booked it for the wrong night.
Oh boy!
The employees hooked her up with a discounted room, free snacks, and gave her a sympathy card. The only reason we know about it is because she posted a video on TikTok and the Hilton responded. They said they had already shared the story with their whole team, but not with the public. Just with the fellow Hilton
people. Right, yeah, people, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I worked in the hotel industry for many years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that uncommon of a story to help guests to be like
right.
that.
In a bad situation, right, yeah.
It is a little above and beyond, especially the sympathy card.
Like that's a nice little touch, isn't it? Yeah.
That is pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
It's been pretty cool hanging out with you this morning, Seth. Thanks
it's
a lot
been
for
fun.
Being there.
It's been fun.
You have yourself a great day. Everybody out there, enjoy your day. Have a great one. Stick around. We got Morning Magazine coming up in part one. Leah Eckstein going to join us. Nursing instructor with Mid-State Technical College.
Cool.
And in part two, Matt Lippert, agricultural agent with UW Extension Wood County. Looking forward to hanging out with both of them. Mm-hmm. Anytime we could talk nursing and talk about the nursing industry, always worth the time.
That's very cool, yeah.
Always good. And anytime we could talk ag and talk about our farmers.
We are in ag country right here.
Getting into those coming up on Morning Magazine. You have yourselves a great day. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here on, you know, I like the way you say, James. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.